The NASDAQ up 122 points. This is Fox News.
This is the 2018 Adam Sandler Thanksgiving song.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I like the mashed potatoes the best. Turkey makes me crazier than Kanye West.
Okay.
Oh, I eat the turkey down to the bones. It's been over a year and still no Game of Thrones. Love to eat turkey filled with stuffing. The migrant caravan just keeps coming. Yeah, you probably noticed. Oh, white meat, dark meat, I am torn. My aunt won't stop singing A Star Is Born. Enough already.
Ugh.
Thanksgiving is like being alone. Everyone staring down at their phones.
Am I right?
Pour a bunch of gravy to cap it off. Then drink a bunch of beer like Brett Kavanaugh. Turkey out of the oven is really hot. This Christmas I'm asking for a sex robot. Oh, Thanksgiving I love you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's face it, that's all he's got now. He's outgrown his roles.
Yeah.
That's it.
We were talking about this morning, the one thing that Adam Sandler has going in his favor is that if he lives to a very old age, like 90, he can still perform because he's got that voice already.
Well, and true. I think also the older he gets, the more that he'll be able to go back and do the 20-something childish stunts he did when he first started. Mm-hmm. I think there's something to that.
Like going full circle?
Yeah, when you're more middle-aged, you tend to struggle with, like, haven't you grown up by now? And I think once you start
Why am I feeling very self-conscious?
I don't think you should. No, it's kind of like when I watched George Carlin. Like, he was able, especially as he, like, his last special, as he got older, he was able to just do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Rickles is the same way if you find his old stuff.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
It's the same shtick, but it takes on a funnier element because they're more certain of themselves and less self-conscious.
That's a good observation.
That's another lame-ass story I can tell.
Yeah.
About Rickles.
Rickles.
And Sticks.
I love Rickles.
I love Rickles' one line, though. It was like, oh my goodness, I was so excited to see you. I almost dropped my pants and shot off a rocket. It's like, he can
get away
really?
With that.
Really?
Yeah, he can get away with that.
Yeah, he's sitting there having...
I don't get it.
And comedians and cars getting coffee, sitting at the breakfast place with Seinfeld. Yeah. And the young, hot waitress walks over, and he's like, thank you so much, darling, and don't tell anybody. We'll get together later. It's just line after line. He's real quick.
When he's on.
Yeah, I love Rickles. Yeah. And the other older comedian, I think he's still alive. Was it Carl Reiner?
Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah, Reiner's great.
Well, he's... a brilliant man, but he and his son can take their politics.
Well, yeah, stay off the soapbox, man.
And same thing with like Larry David. It's like I love Curb, I love Larry David's stuff. I don't know if I'm gonna like Larry David's politics. Probably not. So,
if you get a chance, the picture that Joey was discussing with us,
you need to see it.
The Trump transformation is on Facebook. I got a note from a listener. In fact, it's our friend Cindy Wright. Another follow-up to something we discussed several times. This new bill they signed on opioids. And again, I think the only people that this is going to affect are people who have a legitimate need.
That's the way it always is.
They're going to intimidate doctors
not wanting to prescribe stuff for people that really need them.
I know somebody who really needs it and went to the pharmacy to get her prescription filled. And the pharmacist said, shouldn't you consider an over-the-counter medication?
Huh.
I don't want to tell you what the was to the pharmacist. But that's where it's going.
That's exactly right, Greg.
Build the damn wall, and the people that are overdosing on fake fentanyl and all that stuff, that'll come down. You're never going to completely get rid of it, but stop punishing people who are doing it right, going by the law,
etc. Amen.
Frankly, you know, the opioid epidemic, we got all kinds of epidemics.
We do.
You know.
Well, what's scary
is I still think the biggest drug problem in this country is booze.
It is, but they're not gonna do anything about that because they all drink.
Yeah. They're too drunk to hear anything.
Exactly.
Done about it.
You know, it makes them strangely orange sometimes. You never know.
And it also, yeah, that's the one. He's a teetotaler. That's the interesting thing about him.
What?
Trump does not drink or do drugs.
Right. And it has to do with one of his brothers, right? Was a real bad alcoholic, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. Yeah, Hitler didn't drink either. I'm just saying, Hitler didn't drink or smoke either, so. Not that I'm comparing the two, I'm not. I like Trump.
I hate, to me it's indicative of a simple mind. When somebody on the left starts with the Hitler crap. Stop it. You don't know what Hitler was. You have no idea. You are spreading terrible misinformation and ignoring, and very conveniently so, the fact that Nazis were the National Socialist Party of Germany.
Absolutely.
And just like you've got Antifa beating people up for having an opinion they don't care for and stuff, and the media silently sanctioning that, that's how Hitler came to power.
Exactly how he came to power.
So who you got lined up? I saw a funny version of her name. Now she's bitching because people in Congress think I'm an intern. You're a 29-year-old twit that has no business being in Congress, but that's more the fault of your constituents in New York. Now, our buddy David Blackman had something with a really funny twist on her name. I will try and...
God, I love that. That's great. The Trump picture is perfect.
Yeah. I will look at some of the follow-up we get on that. I got to find this hilarious parody of her name.
Yeah, she's pretty much dumb as a box of hammers. She really is.
Fox News has a story on Roy Clark's death, but the fact is, they use the word shocking. He's 85.
What's shocking about
that? It's sad, but... It's not shocking.
No, I agree.
Anybody past life expectancy, you're sad, but gee whiz. I will find this because somebody came up with a really hilarious parody name for that doofus. And you know, here's the worst part. We're never gonna hear the end of it.
No, we're not.
Come on, man. Hang on, I gotta find this. I'm like on a mission here.
Yeah, it's okay.
I will give Ocasio-Cortez her due in the sense that I checked out for her Instagram page, and every step of like her going and being initiated into Congress, she's putting out a video about it. Mm-hmm. She's telling people about it.
That's cool.
It is. It's cool to see somebody so connected. I've seen a few other congressmen and women do that as well, but I think that's part of the charm. She is actually. As crazy as her policies are,
she's out there.
Very committed to, like, here's the actual process.
Well, she likes making money.
Yeah.
It's you. You're the problem. You make too much. A day after scientists admit that they miscalculated royally on the temperature of the oceans.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. In Britain, though, they're still telling people to cut lamb and beef to fight climate change. So, yeah, starve to death, eat crap.
That makes sense.
You know, that's the old eat and die approach to life, and I'm never going to find this. I know it.
Well, that story about the numbers being wrong on ocean level and warming in the oceans is pretty crazy because it was done by the guy who discovered it is a skeptic of the standard climate science story. And at first, because of his reputation, people were like, oh, no, you're making... But no, like the... People ran, I believe, the most prestigious journal out there, Nature. It's a scientific journal. They went, yeah, he's right. Y'all just messed up on the math very badly. It's not as doomsday as initially reported.
Imagine that.
There's some slight warming, but it's not something that's like, oh, we're all going to die.
Climate's always changing.
Oh, exactly.
Yes. I mean... They can go back, they can cut through the earth and tell you what was going on thousands of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe we used to have a glacier over where we currently are, mm-hmm. and it's kind of receded. And now there's a story out this week that there's a cooling period coming, maybe a little mini ice age. So it's not like make up your mind. It's just that the car you're driving isn't going to change it one freaking bit.
No, it's not.
Let's be kind to our planet, as we have been much better now than we were 50 years ago. Much better. You can see the skyline of Pittsburgh on any given day. You couldn't in the 70s. Yeah. It was just like, you know, L.A. has got smog, A, because you shouldn't put 15 million people next to a desert in a narrow strip of land.
True.
That's why these fires, and yeah, there is forestry mismanagement involved in this latest disaster.
Yeah, they wouldn't let them thin the trees.
It's a mess out there.
They're going to rebuild on all that land, and they're going to go through it again, just like they do with mudslides and earthquakes. I mean, San Francisco was shaken to the ground by earthquake and fire in 1906, and what do? They built it right back up, and now I would not want to be on the top of the Transamerica building if that same earthquake happened again.
Yeah. San Andreas goes, it's over, baby.
Did you go to Infusion today?
I did.
Good for you. I'm proud of you because, you know, on a day that's cold, you might say, oh, I have Infusion outdoors, but it's not the same.
No, it's not the same. And I'm getting amazing benefits from it. I love that it's a calorie burn.
Yes.
Because to usually burn 300 to 500 calories, if not more than that, you really have to work out for like a good 30 minutes, an hour. So to stand there, you have to endure the cold, but you get to talk to the ever so awesome and lovely Lori if you go to the days I go. And 3 minutes goes by just like that. You get that calorie burn, and you also get this rejuvenating feeling where, you know, I've been doing these stretches, and you do stretch out ligaments, and
yes.
It's a weird type of sore. And that will go away pretty quickly. I'm not as tight, and you get this, best way to put it, is a runner's high. That you feel the endorphin rush. And it's a great feeling.
That is an excellent way to put it, actually.
Highly recommend it.
Because, your circulatory system, your body doesn't know you're in a chamber. It just feels that temperature, and it goes into a mode that distributes your blood like you wouldn't believe, and that's why you do feel good from head to toe. Other options in infusion include laser treatment for chronic soreness. It works. You just sit there. You don't have to do a thing. The machine drives the blood to where the pain is, and it helps heal. You also have the IV vitamin therapy. If you're feeling a little bit sluggish or you party a little bit too much, and that's an issue this time of the year, one trip and one Myers cocktail can fix you right up, just like that, in a half an hour. And now CryoSkin 3.0 coming to Infusion, a technology that breaks fat down below your skin into your lymphatic system, and you discharge it in a very natural way. And you can take as much as an inch off your waist in one session. When you think about the cost of a surgical procedure to remove fat, you're talking many thousands of dollars and the risk of a surgery. With this, you just sit there and it works. So if you're interested in any or all of these different treatments and approaches to a better life, call Infusion at 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit Infusion Cryo and Laser. Down to the traffic dungeon to visit with Mr. Waka Waka. We've got news, Rich's forecast, and then I think we'll roll call today.
Yes.
Again.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still just some pockets of heavy traffic around the area. Over on the East Boulevard between Lagoon Park and Wears Ferry Road, some very heavy traffic. Also seeing some backed up traffic on Day Street down around Air Base Boulevard and on down to Maxwell. It's kind of heavy over that way. Downtown continues to be pretty heavy. Atlanta Highway, some spotty delays here and there. Mostly around Perry Hill Road, Dalrata Road, and Federal Drive. It seems to be backed up in those areas more than others. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. State health officials say Alabama's infant death rate has fallen to an all-time low. New figures show the state's infant mortality rate declined to 7.4 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2017. That compares to 9.1 deaths per 1,000 births in 2016. A West Alabama district attorney is recovering after being shot. Gregory Griggers covers several counties in West Alabama, including Marengo County. According to police, the suspected shooter is dead. Griggers is said to be in stable condition. A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Lowndes County. 55-year-old George Crenshaw was shot and killed last night after police responded to a disturbance on Braxton Street. Authorities say Crenshaw had several felony warrants for his arrest. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a bone-chilling November day today, look for a very cold night tonight. Mostly clear skies. Freeze warning in effect. It's going to be the first freeze of the season. Widespread frost after midnight. Low temperature by dawn down to about 30. Tomorrow, abundant sunshine. Nice recovery. High around 58. Low tomorrow night, 37. Then for Saturday and Sunday. Just beautiful fall days. High in the mid-60s Saturday. Upper 60s Sunday. Even Monday and Tuesday as we start Thanksgiving week look pretty nice with highs in the mid-60s. And the nice weather continues at least through midweek. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner at Cartridge World of Montgomery. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
November 15th is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. I've got my hazmat suit on. Let's do this. Oh, God. Oh, everything is covered in some sort of fur. Wait, something moved. Velveeta cheese isn't supposed to move. Well, that's what you get when you only clean out your refrigerator on National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This is truly pathetic.
No, this is truly happy hour. This is our 93.1 FM. Regular Joey Clark, Terry Adams. This is the roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Good, I'm out of here.
You gotta have something.
For shizzle.
If you wanna be with me.
Hoo-ah.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Need some wood?
You gotta have something.
Yeah.
If you wanna be with me.
I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you.
This thing is nuts, man.
Cause that minus is too low to see.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
Sorry. I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
What are you doing
that you're waiting
for?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Boobies.
And I'm not stuffing.
Yummy.
Believe you me.
It's nipply out. I mean nippy out.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass buses.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
I got a bad feeling about this.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
I'm dumpy, baby!
Oh, my God.
Do it again, I like
it. Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Hey, Scott.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
You gotta have some.
$50.
If you wanna be with me.
Who's your dog?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Stupid does, sir.
You gotta have.
Let's get nuts!
If you wanna be with me.
You have a few mindful sticks here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Oh, yeah!
Gotta have something.
The scores will be coming in from the judges. Starting with Judge
Joey.
I'll give you a 9.89.
Okay. That's fair, because I had one overlap, but it was worth it to put it where I did. Have you ever had that happen to you? Where you
worth it to put it where you did?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can relate.
Okay. It's been a while, but yeah.
So I'll take that. And like I said, I don't want a perfect score because then I have to quit.
Well, no, 10.
What?
Nothing.
I thought you said 10.
No.
He would never say that.
I wouldn't wish
never
that on you.
No.
And the other judges, I'll be winning. Text from 84, Donnie, maybe Chuck Courtney will check in today.
Do you have a score, Terry?
Yes, I think it's 9.9. I love the way you overlapped so many of them.
Mm.
That showed sheer talent. Just their, you know, the sounds overlap. It was great.
Shucks.
I think it's the first time you've ever done that. It's so much during the...
84, I got a 9.937.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you for that generous score.
Southern Wood.
He's going to be 84 in this show.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not done with this. No. It's not enough. You can call him whatever you want, but I got to stay with 84.
I agree. I love the guy to death.
By the way, what is the origin of the whole Southern Wood thing?
I think it might have something to do with Rusty.
Oh.
But, I mean, you don't want just any wood. You don't want that Canadian hardwood.
That's a very valid point.
Southern wood.
Oh.
But I'm sure you did see his very proud evening. I've only inducted one person into the Joey Clark Radio Hour Hall of Fame, and it was Southern Wood.
He's already there?
Yeah, he was officially christened Southern Wood that evening, and I presented him with an oversized paddle.
He ain't even coming back, Joey.
Well, it says Southern Wood on one side, and on the other side it says Abides, because Southern Wood abides.
No point in him coming back now.
He's an
enforcer. He's reached the pinnacle. What's the point?
Well, he's got to prove himself.
I got a fairly decent, in his words, a fairly decent 9.75 for a Thursday from Chuck Courtney. So thank you, Chuck. And for those of you who are new to the show or wonder, well, why did you play that Billy Preston song in the middle of a talk show? Because we've been doing it for 14 years?
Yeah.
Because this started as a show about nothing, and sometimes it still is. I've talked to many, especially, you know, when you come to Baumhauer's, I always like to get opinions from the folks that are, you know, come and join us, and I welcome your thoughts.
Well, it'll all make sense once you go to Baumhauer's. You have to go to Baumhauer's.
Yes, and we hope you will. We've got some nice things planned.
Yep.
I may need you to lead the group, though, Wednesday, because I'm having oral surgery.
No problem, sir.
That was going to be our...
You nervous?
No, but I had a word for it.
Trepidation.
I'll think of it. I'll come back to it. But it was a good word.
Okay.
Hey, we're just like an hour away.
Ah, yeah.
From getting those the most valuable player awards in baseball.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Well, I care.
Yeah.
I care a great deal.
We care. We got the sports franchise, on the
show. I'm not even up for it, and I have butterflies. It's true. Giddy like a schoolboy over here.
Yeah, I can hear them flapping their little wings, butterfly wings in your belly from all the way over here.
Is that what that noise is?
I think so.
I wasn't sure.
I think so.
I wasn't going to ask.
By the way, in the Florida vote recount, this is hilarious. No, listen to this. This tweet just came out. Florida recount. Andrew Gillum refuses to concede.
Of course.
He has gained one vote. One single vote in this recount, but won't concede. Maybe.
I think he's probably been assured they're going to steal it for him.
Well, I'll tell you, like you said, like we said earlier, if the Republicans, Chad mentioned it too in his phone call, if we don't...
We better get on the stick here because our country's being taken over.
Yeah, and if you think this election was a farce in some places, especially out west, down in Florida, 2020, they are going to be going for the jugular. Oh, you have another one of those Bush-Gore situations where the fraud is so rampant.
Dangling chads.
Mike Goodman said he missed the first part of the roll call, but gave me a 9.326.
It would have been higher if he had caught the whole thing.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
That's true. Let me extol the virtues of home ownership to those of you who are renting. And if you're renting simply because you feel you're stuck renting because your credit is a little iffy, or you don't have enough for a down payment, you need to call Morris Capuano right now at 409-9300 at Renaissance Bank and ask about the programs that are available for people that have credit issues or a minimal amount down. See, because the difference this is going to make, and I read another interesting article today about next year's taxes and how the brackets are lower, and there's a number of changes that, at least for the next tax year, will be of great benefit to consumers. But the one that will be there forever is the first mortgage interest deduction. If you're spending $900 a month or $1,000 a month to live decently, you may spend less than that to own something even better with more space, your own yard. And a good chunk of that monthly payment will be deductible from your taxes the next year, and that puts even more money back in your pocket. So look at home ownership through the prism of the eyes of Morris Capuano, because he's been doing this for a long time, and he loves it. He lives for the next customer to put the keys to a new home in their hand at closing. That's Morris at Renaissance Bank, 409-9300. They're an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. As we head down to the traffic dungeon to visit.
Waka waka.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Mostly stop and go stuff around the boulevard until you get just north of Atlanta Highway on the Eastern Bypass. It is very much slow and stop there all the way up to Lagoon Park. Everything else looks pretty decent. Both interstate systems are okay. The Atlanta Highway has cleared up a good bit. There is still a lot of traffic right around Federal Drive and in the downtown area. Toys for Tots helps those who need it most at Christmas. Bring your new unwrapped toys to Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. Now until closing on Monday night. Help make this the best Christmas ever. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a bone-chilling November day today, look for a very cold night tonight. Mostly clear skies. Freeze warning in effect. It's going to be the first freeze of the season. Widespread frost after midnight. Low temperature by dawn down to about 30. Tomorrow, abundant sunshine. Nice recovery. High around 58. Low tomorrow night, 37. Then for Saturday and Sunday. Just beautiful fall days. High in the mid-60s Saturday. Upper 60s Sunday. Even Monday and Tuesday as we start Thanksgiving week look pretty nice with highs in the mid-60s. And the nice weather continues at least through midweek. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Okay, tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just released, the 50th anniversary deluxe edition of the Beatles' White Album, like you've never heard it before.
Back in the USSR!
Didn't they already do that?
No, that was remastered. This is remixed.
What's the difference?
Well, they turned one thing up and they turned another thing down, so it sounds like this.
Sounds the same.
Don't be silly, it's totally different. Here's what Ringo Starr has to say about the new collection.
I'm having more fun listening to this than I did actually making the record. You know, I walked out on the group.
And Sir Paul McCartney rang to say this.
Paul McCartney? Just curious, will the money from this go directly in my account, or will I have to go down to the bank and cash a check? Let me know.
The 50th anniversary deluxe edition of the Beatles' White Album. Buy it again today.
Hello, folks. Here comes Greg. How's it going? All right. We got a baseball MVP yet?
Yeah, we don't have that. Not till about 5:30 this afternoon, Joey. But we'll break in.
All right. All right.
Bring you that news.
I'm waiting.
I had a visit with the buttery one.
Oh, the boss.
So yeah, I had a good excuse for being away from my place. I'll tell you what we'll do right now, since we got to do it. Yeah. We'll catch Fox Business, then we'll come right back.
This network on Wall Street stocks finishing higher on renewed hopes that the U.S. and China can strike a compromise on trade. It was another seesaw session on Wall Street as investors were concerned about Brexit uncertainty, with the Dow closing up 209 points, NASDAQ up 123, the S&P 500 up 29. And after the closing bell, shares of chipmaker NVIDIA plunging in the after-hour session after reporting quarterly results missing Wall Street estimates. And shares of Nordstrom falling around 9% in after-hours trading after the retailer reported mixed third-quarter earnings and tweaked its fiscal 2018 sales and issued lower-than-expected full-year guidance. And Apple embarking on the movie business and will be making independent feature-length films through a multi-year partnership with the Oscar-winning studio A24. The world's most valuable company signaling for the first time it's following the playbook of Amazon and Netflix and pushing into feature-length films. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hilary Barsky.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Bailey Brothers Music Company on East Jefferson Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
I don't.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Like it or not.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, it's almost Thanksgiving again. I hope my mom isn't so crazy this year. She's so uptight about holidays. Everything has to be just perfect. Except it's never perfect because she's insane. It's like visiting Martha Stewart on crack. And the Jell-O molds. Who cares what shape Jell-O is in? Then she'll put fruit and marshmallows in it. Ugh, it's disgusting. And then she gets mad because no one eats it. Why can't we just be normal? Or maybe we are normal and everyone is like this. I should show up in an evening gown with sequins. See what she thinks of that. I'll put Jimmy in a tux. That'll throw her off. Right, Jimmy in a tux. I'm lucky if he doesn't wear his I'm with stupid t-shirt. Why are holidays always such train wrecks? Maybe I'll just get drunk this year. Just like Mom.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Poor Gail.
Yeah.
Here's a story, and I'm referred back to something I meant to mention last week and didn't. There's a photo of Nicholas Cruz. This is the evil SOB that shot up Parkland High School last year, registering to vote in jail. Oh, and as a Republican, almost like a little last shot there. And that's bad enough because what's the consequence to committing a felony-level crime if you can go vote? You pay your debt, yes, but there should be something attached to that that doesn't... Anyway, and I don't want to debate that topic, but today, Scott Peterson, you remember that name because he was the Parkland deputy who didn't go into the school during the shooting. Today, they were having an investigative panel on that event, and he didn't show. Did not show. Even more frustrating, the Democratic... they elect the sheriff in Broward County. He's a Democrat. Israel. Scott Israel. He was the guy that was caught up in a lot of the why did this happen and the pipeline to President, big Obama guy, all that.
Yep.
There he is getting... he's in the middle of all this vote trafficking that's been going on.
Oh, he's into a lot of stuff.
That guy is bad. And I can't believe he's still the sheriff in Broward County. You know, that part of Florida at one point was a very reasonable...
Where is that in Florida, Greg?
It starts where Palm Beach County ends on the south, right south of Boca Raton.
So it's big money.
And as you go south, you go from Deerfield Beach, Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Hollandale. That's where the Canadian snowbirds go. The people that leave a dollar tip on a $20 check.
Hurricane.
Yeah, the hurricane. You went the hurricane. And my theory on it is that people who live miserable lives in New York and New Jersey, you know, scrape up enough money to buy one of those, I call them condoleums, because there are parts along the beach that smell like ointment on a hot day.
The Ben Gay Estates.
And, you know, they come down to South Florida, where the weather is certainly more tolerable than it could be up north, and all they do is complain about what they left behind and the high taxes and the yada, yada, yada. That's, you know. And then they come down, and then they elect the same sort of, you know, people in place in South Florida. It's happening in North Carolina because South Florida's gotten so expensive and so crowded. It's not the retirement mecca that it used to be, at least not the southern end of the state, more towards Orlando and over by the Space Coast. That's where the best buys are now in housing. I know people that have owned in North Carolina for a long, long time who are like, God, they're coming here with the same crap they moved away from, and it's happening out west. People are fleeing California by the thousands, and then they go to Colorado or even Montana or Arizona and vote for the same...
Bring their policies with them.
Yeah, the same imbeciles. I, of all the results that I have the hardest time accepting, I can understand Ocasio-Cortez in New York, because she represents a brain-dead district. No surprise.
Yeah,
I got to vote for her, yeah. you know, we have to... Never mind, that would have sounded a little bit too much of a slam. But the election of Kirsten Sinema in Arizona is beyond explanation.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
A woman who said it's okay for Americans to be in the Taliban. But again, you know why she won? Because McSally, whose virtues I extolled on the show, served our country with honor, fighter pilot. She distanced herself from Trump. And that did not work for a lot of people. Look at Bob Corker, lost his seat for the same reason. And the people that embraced him won. When he went to Florida, campaigned for Scott, who is going to be the next senator from that state. And for DeSantis, who may not be the best candidate I've ever seen, but certainly better than a socialist like Gillum, mm-hmm. whose whole platform was raise taxes. And are you people listening to what he's saying? Are you listening to Ocasio at Medicare for All? Do you understand that that would cost four times as much as what we're wasting on health care now? It's like $4.3 trillion. So who wants to pay those... you already get whacked. You're paying for your Medicare your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It should be there when you need it.
A generous estimate over 10 years was over $32 trillion.
$32 trillion over 10 years.
Yeah, and that's being nice about it.
Well, yeah, because remember...
Could be a lot more.
Remember the estimates that came out when Obamacare was first introduced?
Right.
They were all wrong. They were way off because they were understated. And...
Well, right now, the biggest drivers of our debt and deficit... are the so-called entitlement programs mm-hmm. that are on autopilot, Social Security and Medicare. So the Democrats' big idea is to raise taxes and expand those programs.
Smart.
Really? My goodness.
No, I say that not a dime, not a penny of the Social Security fund should be given to people that didn't live here and earn their way into it.
Didn't put your money into it.
The whole idea of that was to help Americans... save for the future.
Yes.
And it started out as one, this is laughable, friends, 0.25% when Roosevelt introduced Social Security. It's now 6.5% from you, and your employer has to match that because they continue to think that employers have, like money running, through faucets. So.
And if you're an independent contractor, you're paying the whole 15.
The whole 15. And that, what are they going to do? Raise it again?
No, one idea is to... There is a cap, I believe, at about $150,000, where you don't pay payroll tax anymore.
Oh, there's...
So they want to take that cap off.
No, I remember back, I think it was when I started making stupid money in Florida, I got a paycheck in October that was several hundred dollars higher than I was used to, and I went back to the accounting department and said, how did this little miracle happen?
Right.
Oh, well, you maxed out with Social Security.
Right.
So back then, I think the first time it was like 36,000. Now it's over 109.
Yeah, I think something like that. Well, but it defeats the idea initially of Social Security. If you take off that cap, you're admitting we need this money from the rich in order to fund the program. Where the initial idea was, no, this money is for you. We're putting it in a lockbox or whatever. We're putting it into an account for you.
That was
you.
A term we heard in the 90s.
And Gore was pushing that a lot.
But don't worry, you know how they're going to fix it? They're going to just keep raising mm-hmm. the retirement age at which you can collect. So, Joey, when you're about 88, you might be able to finally sign up.
No, I don't want it. I don't want Social Security.
You'll get it, and you'll be glad you got
it. Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think I'll ever see a dime of it. I just think they're going to raid it, and it's going to be gone.
It's one of those situations they'd be risking... anarchy. Can you imagine millions of people like me going crazy at once?
No. Well, but here's the thing. If they do nothing and there's actually insolvency, like they can't pay the bills out of the trust fund,
mm-hmm.
the law calls for an automatic 25% cut to beneficiaries. So,
I'll be down the street with my Smith & Wesson on that day.
So do something. And it's the number one issue, I think. Staring the country in the face. And it's something that should be solved with both parties.
Well, the guy that can make that happen is our current president. But the Democrats don't want to cooperate with nothing.
No, they don't.
They only want bipartisanship when they're in power.
Obstruction.
Have you seen the fun over the next couple of weeks is who's going to be speaker?
Oh, yeah.
Because Pelosi wants her gavel back.
Oh,
but some Democrats, some who are crazier than she is, some who are not, want somebody else. And they're
Imagine
talking
that.
About this... Fudge lady.
Fudge?
Fudge from Ohio.
Hmm. Fudge lady.
Yeah. Here come the fudge. She would be the one that...
Marsha Fudge?
Marsha Fudge. That's the one, yes.
Oh.
Election results point to a political change occurring among young black adults. God, am I glad to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working to get Candace Owens on the show, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I reached out to a contact for that. Buried in the mounds of data, fishing out what happened in the midterms is an interesting take on blacks. Nationwide data on black voting in this election cycle did not point to much change. Various polls over recent months seemed to indicate that blacks were starting to warm up to President Trump, but blacks went 90% for Democrats and 8% for Republicans overall. But digging down, here's the trend. Blacks ages 18 to 29 voted 82% for Democrats and 14% for Republicans, which points to a change. You know, I wish those who are stuck on that Democratic plantation would wake up.
Yeah.
Look at the cities. Look at the cities in this country and the condition they're
in. Destroyed.
They are. And they're all run by Democrats. Who has come along and created an opportunity not just to get a job, but to get something that would be better than lining up a parade of welfare benefits so that they can keep you where they think you belong? It's the most racist, insulting strategy in politics today, yet they continue to do it, and for some reason,
get away with it.
There's people that are afraid to break away from it, which I kind of understand. You know, they're terrified. They listen to what the people that treat them like pets are the same people that scare them and say, "Oh, you vote for these Republicans, they're going to take that away from you and ruin your life and all this other and slavery and all this other garbage." Stuff that would be laughable if it weren't for the fact that they were actually saying it.
Yeah.
But that is an encouraging trend. And Republicans, you need to work harder to embrace that constituency and grow it. And do it head on. And that's the way it is on November 15th. And today was payday.
Yeah.
Here's the downside of apps, bank apps on phones and stuff. And I love my bank, and the app is great. Today, during the course of the morning show, three separate bills appeared.
Right.
For the month. You know, electric, couple of credit card bills. So I saw my paycheck go in this morning just after 5 a.m., and by the time I left the door, it was half gone.
Yeah. Well, I just got this.
Grateful to have it.
Technology, baby.
Grateful to have that little miracle in there. But, man, it can go quick.
Well, no, as we were talking about the five-man electrical ban, yeah, I paid my power bill because I just got paid today. Luckily, it's coming down.
Thank you.
My electric bill this month was $350 lower than it was in June.
Oh.
But wow. You know who we have to thank for that?
Adorable.
Rich Thomas for cooling it off finally. Thanks, Rich. Yeah. You are
fantastic.
You are correct. All right, 453. For men facing divorce, it is a difficult time under the so-called best of circumstances. If there's a mutual agreement, we need to go our separate ways, life is short, and so forth. You still have two adults who are going to be looking to reestablish themselves in the best manner possible. The recommendation from me, having done it wrong so many times, is to work with a team of people that have experience and are dedicated to helping men in matters of divorce. Just making sure that as you exit a marriage, you're exiting with an agreement that's livable. Let the division of property be handled by Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson so that you can focus on the most important thing, coming out on the other side ready to resume your life, because you're going to be dealing with a lot of changes. Now, they may not seem like much. Sometimes it's just a routine, or now you're living in a place and you're the only one living there. These are things that take some getting used to. So give yourself the space to make that adjustment and let them take care of the stuff that can get emotional or very trying. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Read the testimonials from men on their website, divorceformenalabama.com, that explain what a great job they do. Their number is 819-4810. And again, the web address, divorceformenalabama.com. Delk and Tomlinson.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's 455. Traffic and then Fox News.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing an accident on Atlanta Highway. It's right at the intersection with Federal Drive and Ann Street, so be very careful over there. Heaviest traffic right now on the Eastern Boulevard from Lagoon Park all the way down past Atlanta Highway and down to I-85 and Carmichael Road, so be very careful there, too. That's some pretty heavy traffic. Also seeing a little bit of a backup on 231 Wetumpka Highway as you come off of the Northern Boulevard and turn on to 231 North. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off. Pearls are 35% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry during their moving sale. Harold's Fine Jewelry, Zelda Road. Don't miss this sale. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Life is a balancing act. But when dizziness and unsteadiness affected me to the point where I felt overwhelmed with things, like doing laundry or walking outside, I'm glad I found Kindred at Home.
If you're struggling, Safe Strides from Kindred at Home may be right for you. Safe Strides brings skilled therapists into your home to help you regain your confidence and independence. Kindred at Home Safe Strides is part of your Medicare benefit and covered by many insurance providers. Call 1-866-KINDRED and ask about Safe Strides today.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology.